Hey folks, and welcome to another episode of Podcraft. This is a show about everything podcasting, from launching to monetization, everything in between. I'm Colin Gray, and as always, joined by Matthew McLean. How are you doing today, Matthew?
Good day. I'm doing very well, thanks. And good. Yourself?
Very well, apart from the seagulls. Seagulls have been really bothering us today, haven't they?
Yeah, they they kick about out there. I suppose it's their city too, Dundee.
No. Well, somebody must have dropped a carcass outside their chasing that around. If you hear any seagulls in the background, then please just pretend, visualize that we are sitting on a beach just recording ambience. This podcast. It's should make you feel nice and warm and safe. And well, unless you're on a Scottish beach, in which case you'll feel freezing.
Threatened.
Freezing, threatened, probably stepping in a jellyfish. Yeah, something like that. Anyway, into the content. We're talking about why you don't need 20 episodes to launch.
Yeah, that's right. This is something that's come up a lot recently.
Yeah. And it's something that loads of people talk about. Not necessarily even 20 episodes. We've put that as the melodramatic one, isn't it? But why you don't even need 10? Why you don't even need 5 to launch? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm hearing that a lot from clients that we work with. You know, what about 20 episodes? Yeah. And I think it's something we probably needed to talk about.
Yes. Indeed. So just before we jump into that, I'll just mention the fact that this episode is sponsored by Podbean. Podbean's a great podcast host, been around for years, but recently they've been doing a lot of work to create new tools for podcasters. And one example is our new Patreon program. So it's a bit like Patreon, but with some cool podcast-specific features. I'll talk a bit about that later. If you want to check it out just now, though, head over to Podbean and you can use our link to get there, thepodcasthost.com/bean. Right. But we'll talk a bit more about that Patreon. It's interesting, actually, really interesting tool. But right now, let's go into the 20-episode question. So do you really need 20 episodes to start a podcast? Do you really need 5 episodes to start a podcast? How many episodes do you really need to start, Matthew?
One episode.
One episode.
Do you
exactly.
Just fine.
That makes a podcast, doesn't it?
Yeah. So, once you're signed up to your media host and hit publish on your first episode, you're up and running in the game. So one of the biggest reasons for me that I would caution people against doing this is that it's such an excuse to procrastinate.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's like far off in the distance, you know, when I eventually get these 20 podcasts made.
Yeah.
And you need to be sort of moving forward with what you're doing.
Yeah.
It's too easy to put things off because there's never the perfect time to do something.
No.
The perfect conditions. If you're waiting on, well, you know, a few weeks from now, this will be out the way, that will be out the way, then I'll get to work on my 20 episodes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oftentimes, you're just never going to actually get the thing done and launched.
It just makes it really intimidating, doesn't it? Like, this is a huge job. If I want to start a podcast, I'm always thinking I've got to create like, what, 10 hours worth of content just to get it started. It's just, it's unrealistic for most people. We'll come on later to what the few reasons why you might want to create 20 podcasts, but there are some justifications to why you might want to do 5, 10, 20 or something before you launch, but for nearly everyone out there, it's just too big a job and, yeah, just leads to that procrastination. What else do you think?
Feedback. So, yeah. Like, I go and record 20 episodes and then start putting them out. After the third episode, maybe I get a bit of feedback, like I get a really nice email from a listener. That's the sort of thing that I would want to read out on the show, but because I've recorded all these other episodes, I can't, unless I like do a little edit cut in at the end. But then you're at the stage, well, why did I need all these episodes in the bank? Why couldn't I just be creating the episodes as I go?
Yeah.
Critical feedback, constructive criticism, maybe a few listeners get in touch and say, I really like what you're doing here. Could maybe have more of that. And I don't like this so much. Could we maybe have less of that? And you're like, oh, sorry, you know, the next 6 months are recorded.
Pre-scheduled.
So you have to find another podcast to listen to. So it totally removes your flexibility, ability to make changes to your show.
Totally. Aye. And that's what creates a great show, is when you're actually adapting to what people want. And the launch period is the biggest part of that, isn't it? Because this is where you don't really know. Like, this is totally, I always think of the first 10, 15, 20 episodes, it's your pilot series.
Yeah.
It's you're just putting something out there without, you've done as much research as you can. You've done a bit of user testing or something. You'll have talked to some audience members, hopefully, to figure out whether you're hitting the right message, but most likely you won't. Nearly every time when somebody puts a product or a service or a podcast or a blog or whatever out into the world, it changes, it evolves quickly as you get some real people reading it. So yeah, it's crazy to think that you would schedule in a massive amount ahead of time. I mean, I think even if you're talking about the smaller numbers, like 2 months worth, say. So say you're doing a weekly show and you want to have 8 episodes in the bank before you go out. Even that's quite a big chunk of content, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
To have going out there with no interaction with the listeners. No voicemails coming in, no like tweets mentioned, no reviews mentioned, all that kind of stuff that builds listener engagement. It's a long time.
Here's something I've just thought of that I didn't put on the list, and okay, I should mention it now or I'll forget it. Uh-huh. But if you do an interview show, or if you're planning to do an interview show, yep, it can be harder to get interviews if you're promising that this podcast will launch.
Yeah,
so you might get in touch with somebody and say, you know, Colin, could I interview you for my podcast?
Yeah,
and you would say, okay, can I have a link to your show?
Yeah.
And they're saying, well, you know, it's not launched yet.
Yeah.
A lot of people might say, well, come back when it's launched and then we'll talk. So you could be doing yourself out some good interviews just because, you know, the podcast only exists maybe on your hard drive or even just as an idea.
Yeah, they can't go and see it anywhere. They can't actually find it. It doesn't exist.
Yeah.
It's theoretical. Who knows? You might never launch it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's wasting their time. Yeah. Oh, well, I think the other thing as well is the procrastination. The problems with procrastination aren't just you not getting it out there and benefiting you, but somebody else can launch too, eh?
Yeah, well, that's it. Imagine you've got this great idea for a podcast. You've had the idea for ages. You've got the title and everything in your head. You've got the cover art in your head. And you like have been just sitting on this for ages and ages. You wake up one morning and you look on a podcast and forum or community, and here's someone launched this exact same show and it's doing, you know, it's getting loads of great feedback. Interviewed all the people you wanted to interview.
Yeah.
How bad would you feel?
Yeah,
like, you'd be devastated.
And you've got 12 episodes recorded and they're all sitting in your hard drive somewhere.
Aye, exactly. So don't let somebody, I mean, there's room for everyone, but you know, in some very specific niche, you kind of want to be the
there's definitely a leader's
game,
advantage. Yeah, definitely. Aye, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, what about the fact as well that, I don't know, I feel often that to get better at a show, to get better at presenting, to get better at planning, all that, you have to be doing it in real life.
Aye.
There's something about
absolutely.
That pressure, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like anything else. You know, you learn by doing, don't you?
Yeah.
And all the theory in the world can help you so far, but you need to be doing it.
Yeah. And if you're you're recording 8, 10, 12 episodes to and not planning to launch them anytime soon, there's always that in the back of your head. I don't need to put this in. I could replace it. I could.
Mm-hmm.
It adds to procrastination, but it adds to the, there's not real, real true pressure to improve.
And then say you got to the stage where like, okay, I've recorded my first 10, mm-hmm. then I record my next 10. You get to about the 20 mark, and the nature of the beast is that you're going to look back on your first episodes, as we all do, and think they weren't actually that good.
Yeah.
So then you think, well, I could hold the launch off now. What I'll do is I'll go back and I'll record the first 5 again.
Yeah.
And then you look at the next 5 and you're like, well, you know, seeing as I'm re-recording.
Yeah.
So maybe you just end up in this forever cycle of re-recording 20 podcasts that don't exist anywhere else other than your computer. So that's
absolutely.
An extreme scenario, but don't ever get involved in that, is I guess what I'm cautioning against.
What about iTunes rankings or whatever? Do you think there's a big benefit over having a big bunch out all at once as opposed to just getting started?
I think if iTunes or Apple podcast rankings is something that concerns you and something you want to see your show doing well in, the only thing to consider is the fact that you're where you rank overall in Apple Podcasts and iTunes is all to do with the amount of subscribers that you've had since your podcast was born.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a good article on this and we'll put links to it in the show notes. But if you haven't launched your podcast yet, you're not getting any subscribers.
Mm, yeah.
And everyone else, every single day, is getting further and further ahead of you.
Yeah,
so
the
minute you're launched, you could start picking up those subscribers. And that's really the only thing that matters
when
it comes to those rankings.
And I've heard, I mean, none of us know exactly how the iTunes rankings work, no matter what people claim. But there's an argument that people have argued in the past that it's about, like, if you put on 10 episodes and you get people listening to, you know, if you have 100 people listening to your show and they all listen to 10 episodes and that's 1,000 listens. But I don't think, from the most recent reports we're hearing, it's more about subscribers, isn't it? Like you say, rather than listens. So actually in that case, even if you've only got one episode up there, if it's a good episode, everybody subscribes to it, then you're fine.
Yeah,
there's no big difference about putting a big chunk of stuff up there. Yeah. Okay. Right. I think that's the main reasons why you probably don't need to do it. we'll go into reasons about why. So there are a couple of reasons why you do want to have at least maybe a few up there.
Yeah.
You don't need it.
Or maybe 20. There are reasons why you might want 20. Yeah.
So we'll go on to that. First, I wanted to go into, I mentioned earlier on about Podbean's Patreon program. I wanted to just have a quick chat about that. You've used Patreon, haven't you?
I have, yeah.
You did quite reasonably well with it as well, didn't
people
you?
Gave me money to make podcasts.
Actual money.
It was brilliant.
Three figures money.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so... good opportunities available for us nowadays.
Yeah, it's a good way to support a show, isn't it? That type of model where people, if you don't know what Patreon is, Patreon's a system whereby you can have people support you in whatever artistic work you're doing, whether it's a podcast, a video series, whether you're an actual artist painting and you just want people to support you to create good stuff. And Podbean have just released recently their own Patreon system. Patron system, I should say. I keep going to pronounce it wrong because it's Patreon. Yeah, but it's a patron system. You basically become a patron of a podcast. And it's really cool because it's kind of like, it's the same model as Patreon, but actually it's really tailored to podcasters. The cool stuff is, the main one that I really love is the fact that if you listen via the Podbean app, which thousands of people do these days, then there's actually a button pops up in there that says become a patron. So there's a little call to action actually in the app that people can click and straight away they can just sign up to be a patron of your show. So they don't need to go off to a certain link to a different website to subscribe or whatever. It's just right there in the app. And because of that, you can easily create patron only content as well. It's great. So you can have patron only content, patron only comments. So you can create a kind of a member style community in there. And if you tie it in with their premium content service, which is great, you can actually offer up, you know, premium content to patrons only. So if people subscribe to your show as a patron, then you can give them, you know, bonus episodes, you can give them a premium stream as well. Like you're putting out your normal podcast every week, but you've got a bonus one for patrons. Or maybe it's just like a follow on, like the 10 minutes after the show where you just do a few extra tips or something like that, just some kind of premium content. So the main service, actually, just the patron service, you don't have to even be a member of Podbean. You don't have to be hosting with them. You can use their patron service. But to do the premium content, you need to have Podbean hosting. So there's a couple of options there for you. So it's useful to people, even if you don't go and pay Podbean for it. The patron service might be useful to you. So lots of ways to monetize there. If you want to go over and check it out a bit more, you can find it at thepodcasthost.com/bean. You'll find the Podbean site there and you can find the patron section. So I hope you find that useful. Right, back to our 20 episode issue. So go on then, tell me why, I mean, we're saying 20, we keep saying 20 because it's like the dramatic way, but why might you want to launch with at least a bulk of episodes or a bank of episodes on your feed?
Well, for example, we're making, we talked about it last week, a show called Hostile Worlds, which is an audio drama documentary hybrid. So we wanted to do a few episodes because we're setting a scene, we're telling a story. These three episodes focus around a particular topic. So it just, it's probably as easy to create the three episodes together as just to do one. In the past, you know, I've made a lot of audio dramas, some of which I've made up as I've went along. And you get to maybe episode 10 and you've started a particular story or you've said something and that's out there set in stone. And I have to think, how am I going to write my way out of this? So if you like wrote something start to finish and put it out there, recorded it and everything, like an audio drama or a fiction podcast, then there is an argument. It's not necessarily the right way to go, but there is an argument for just doing those 20 episodes and launching.
Yeah. So if it's a genuinely sort of narrative based or
serialized
type content, which does have to tie really closely together, like you have to make sure that there is a beginning, a middle, and an end, and they're all very well tied in terms of even the calls to action. Even like, you know, if you're doing lead magnets or something like that, you want to make sure it's all very well tied together. So you're mentioning episode 20 on episode 1 because it's that important that you get people to the very end of it. Then yeah, absolutely, maybe it is worthwhile doing it in that case. If it's not though, if it's not that important, if you're doing a standard type of podcast, how many do you think people should be starting with?
I think 3 is a decent number. Yeah. Again, it's like, it's totally not set in stone. It's up to the person themselves. But 3 is just a nice number to give new listeners a bit of time with you to spend with you to decide whether they want to subscribe or not.
Yeah.
So, I tend to try and launch with 3 when I launch a show.
Yeah.
But, you know, 1's totally fine.
Yeah, yeah. Aye, if it gets you started. And and putting it out there is a commitment too, isn't it? It gets past that procrastination because you put it out there, that's you committing to doing the show. Well, I say that maybe that creates it as another barrier, the fact that it's a commitment, but you're not. You put one episode out there, you're not committed to put another one out at any particular time. You put one out there to test it, get some feedback. Even if it takes you a month to get another one out, at least you've got it out there.
Yeah, probably don't have an audience at that point kicking your door down saying, where's episode 2?
Yeah. There's so much. I mean, consistency, regularity is so important long-term to grow an audience. But back in those early days, just the act of starting is so powerful. Just getting one thing out there and getting a bit of feedback, just talking to people about it, saying, go and subscribe to the show. I've got an episode over here. Go and tell me what you like and don't like. That is really powerful. So if you can just get one out there, it just makes such a difference to your progress. I mean, the number that's always in my head, you said 3. I generally think of 4 just because it's a month. I kind of think it's quite nice to have a month in the bank if you can. But again, that's absolutely... Yeah, it's not a rule by any means. It's just a possibility. It's an ideal, maybe.
The fact is iTunes and all the other directories will accept you and open their door for you if you've got one episode there. If it's good enough for them.
Exactly. Put it out there. Totally. Okay, that'll tie up for this episode. I hope that gave you some encouragement to get your show out there, even if you only do it one episode at a time and just put it out into the world. So, tie up, just mentioned this episode is sponsored by Podbean. If you think you want to set up a Patreon program, for example, to support your podcast, pop over to thepodcasthost.com/bean and you'll find details about how you can sign up for that program there. Otherwise, I want to mention that Academy this time around. We haven't mentioned that in a while.
Yeah,
what's going on in
the
Academy these days?
Yeah, the forum is a bit busier now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's kicking off, actually. We've got lots of really good conversations.
Been doing some good live sessions, just created some new resources. We've got quite a lot of downloadable stuff in there. Yeah. So the most recent thing I uploaded there were 2 interview checklists. So it's like a PDF download checklist. One of them is for remote and online recording, interviews, co-hosts, etc. Just a checklist of things to run through from the content itself to the tech, you know, hit record, things like that. But lots of different tips. And the other checklist is pretty similar, but that is based around location interviews. So things like remember to bring fresh batteries for your recorder and stuff like that. You know,
it's when you read it through, they're all relatively obvious, but you never think of them all at the right time. So you need a checklist like that to go through. And it shows, if you're out there listening, you're doing this kind of recording, then it shows you what we think about every time. So there might be 1 or 2 extra on there, if not more, that you've not thought about in the past.
And when you're, especially when you're new interviews, there's so many things on your mind when you sit down to do it.
And
you want to be focused on the content. You don't want to be worrying about all this stuff. So it's good just to have that little backup, a second brain to put your mind at ease.
So there's a tip. I mean, you don't need to join up with us to do that. You can create your own checklist, like just sit and think about it. Just sit and think through what you need for every interview so that you've got this thing in front of you that you want to make sure you're doing every single time to keep consistent, good quality. But if you want to help, you want to see what we do, a fully featured checklist for both online and on location recording, then certainly we've got one of them in the academy. If you join up at thepodcasthost.com/academy, you'll find all of the details there. And it's just a monthly subscription. You can go in there, get all the resources. We've got a bunch of courses, Audacity editing, to launching your show, to all of our equipment setups, that kind of stuff. And we do live coaching every 2 weeks as well. So if you have any one-to-one questions, really particular specific things around your setup, you can always pop in on those live coaching sessions and ask us personally. So that's really cool. Go over to thepodcasthost.com/academy. We'd love to see you there. All right, that'll do it for this episode. That's the last of our batch recording just now. Let you behind the curtain, we've recorded three episodes in a row. You feeling recorded out, Matthew?
Yeah, I've got some boiled eggs with me today. I'm going to eat those. So open the windows.
My stomach's been totally rumbling the whole way through. You probably have got a few rumbles in the last couple of episodes, but yeah. Can I have a boiled egg?
Yeah, go on then. are we announcing the next season, or are we going to hang back?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Are we sure which one we're going to do?
I think we are, yeah. Going to talk about highly produced podcasts. So I suppose this kind of ties into what we've talked about.
That's true, actually, yeah.
So if you're interested in making a sort of documentary, I hate the term BBC NPR style because they don't own quality audio.
Yeah.
But, if you're looking to do a podcast that's bringing in multiple elements, segments, music and things like that, we're going to do a short series on... or season on, our tips for doing that. Because it's something that we've done a fair bit of over the years.
Yeah. How you go about planning seasons like that, the benefits of it in the first place, I suppose, why it's worth putting the time into it.
Mm-hmm. Or why you might not want to do it at all.
Why you'd never want to do it, yeah. How you go about planning it, how you go about collecting material, then sort of, I mean, the work around like the scripting and the narration and like tying it all into a narrative, that kind of stuff is something you do tons of, isn't it? And I spent so much time on with UK Business Startup that, tons of lessons in there. So yeah, next season, all about highly produced podcasting, if you want to create a documentary or a, what you call it? Dramamentary?
A dramamentary, yeah. We won't be using that term.
Sounds a bit like a camel. What is that? I don't know what, something like that. Showing my vet knowledge. Cool. All right. Thank you for spending time with us. We'd love to see you on the next season. We haven't decided on a gap yet, actually. So this is the last episode of this season, which has been really just answering your questions. We will probably take around probably a 2 week break at least.
I think the next 3 weeks for us are blocked out for everything.
We've got
the app and the podcast.
Hostile Worlds, Alitu coming out, all sorts of stuff. So I would imagine this is coming out. In fact, I've got the date up here, don't I? So this is coming out on the 1st of September. So I'd imagine we'll see you by the end of September, start of October at the latest. So if you hear this, please forgive us for a few weeks off, but we'd love to see you back here end of September, start of October for the next season of Podcraft, all about highly produced podcasting. Thanks again, Matthew, for spending time on the mic.
Thank you.
No worries. Thank you, listener, as well, for spending time with us. And we'll talk to you next time.